Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. I forgot we have a sound effect for that. This is great. It's an exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist next Friday, June 27th.
What is?
Roar and Pour. From 5 to 7 p.m. next Friday, June 27th, for tickets to Roar and Pour, visit sfzoo.org. I love the zoo. Thanks for being a longtime sponsor, the zoo.
That's why they get special sound effects.
That, right. We don't do that for everybody.
Nope.
Yeah. Doesn't always work with everybody. I read this morning. I thought, well, that's fun. And why not? It's an old-timey story about Brad Pitt before he was famous.
Okay.
And I thought, this is interesting.
Like, he's been famous now most of my life.
Yeah. The first time I ever saw him was Thelma and Louise.
And I didn't even see that, but I'm familiar with that as a pop culture
He's
moment.
Noticeably beautiful in that. Like, you really do get why the one who isn't Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis, falls for him. I think she bones him. I can't remember, though. I've only seen him once. I can't remember. I think they did. And then he steals all their money, and now they're desperate. He's the reason for the cliff. Spoiler alert.
How do you interpret the end of that movie? Like, what are they going to do?
Die?
Or die.
For real?
Well, I don't know how many survivors you know of people who've driven their car off a
Tom
cliff
Tom Cruise
together.
Would live.
Tom Cruise would live.
Tom Cruise would have a parachute on and just...
Or a cable to a helicopter that yanks him out at the last minute.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was your interpretation?
Do they actually drive off the edge of it, or it shows them going towards the edge of it? I'm trying to remember. I also only saw it once.
Yeah. I believe they shoot off the end of the...
They shoot off the end.
Yeah. Like, it's clear that that is that.
They are done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. What a thing, though. And they both just sit there like, all right, we've decided we're going to do this.
I drive along the coastal cliffs regularly.
Yes.
And I've read, I don't know how many stories about people who've done that around here on purpose or on accident. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know how you don't, before you get there, go, nah. I'm not doing that.
I can't do it.
I don't want to do that.
It's like when two people say, we're going to jump off the roof into the pool. Then one person does, and the other person gets just pulled down onto the concrete.
Stop,
yeah,
right,
they try to stop.
I'm not going to do that.
It happens. Either do it or don't, people. Right. Don't be holding hands with the person who is going to.
There's something, I guess, in the writers of that film, though, there is that sort of romanticized, we're going out on our own, you know.
Terms, right.
As opposed to going to jail or...
Yes. Or answering for whatever else is going on.
Right.
I can't remember why they left. I want to say like one of them was getting abused or something.
Yes.
Okay. It's been... I think I saw it when it came out. Don't make it a Bob's Movie Club.
I won't.
Although maybe.
There's lots of old stuff though that as we talk about them, I lots of things I haven't seen, that's for sure.
Yeah. Me too.
I was at keg parties a lot. Right. What are you doing? Going to a kegger. Right. Duh.
You don't want to go to a movie?
Nah.
You don't want to see Thelma and Louise?
Nope.
Are you
Come
sure?
On, man.
It ends badly.
Mm.
Anyway, back to Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
So this is before Thelma and Louise, before he's even an actor. And I just thought it's short and sweet, and I really like it. Brad Pitt says he owes his career to two people, and their names aren't Thelma and Louise. It's Charlie Sheen and a stripper. Brad had dropped out of the University of Missouri, two credits shy of graduating, and drove his dented silver Datsun to Hollywood with the cliche dreams of superstardom, which all, by the way, came true. He had $300. He starts doing odd jobs to survive. He dressed as a chicken for a fast food joint, which you usually see like weird jobs that people had before they were famous. I've heard that one too. He was dressing like a chicken for a fast food joint, and he drove strippers to bachelor parties in a limo. That was one of his jobs.
Okay.
And that is where the big break came. He's about 2 months into the job, and he hated it. He had quit. It was his last night. He's like, this is the last time I'm driving these young ladies around.
It's an awful scene.
He'd given his notice. It's the last night. One of the girls he was driving told him about an acting class that her friend, Charlie Sheen, was attending. And a woman that he met in the, he said, if it's good enough for Charlie, it's good enough for me. I guess Charlie was a known quantity at that time. He was like a Brat Pack guy, right?
Oh, yeah. They knew who he
was. And his dad.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Martin Sheen. Big star.
So Brad signs up for the class. And he meets this woman in a class, and she'd lined up an audition with a talent agent, and she asked Brad to go with her to read the scene. So he goes, and they're like, you can leave, lady. We've just found our star.
Oh, wow.
So Charlie Sheen's sex addiction didn't help his career much, but it apparently is why Brad has, I mean, it's a little bit of a winding road, but I was like, ah, that's so funny. You know, I think that this happens more than people want to believe. Like you say to someone, I don't want to do this by myself. Do it with me. And then the person reluctantly goes along and then they get the thing that you, my niece went to a tryout for Berklee School of Music, which is in Boston with her then boyfriend. He's like, oh, do this 2-part thing with me. And they're like, thank you, sir.
Oh, she got in and he didn't.
Yeah. And she wasn't even applying. They're like, oh no, you have to come in.
Well, I've heard Ashton Kutcher was another one of those where as a model, he was modeling or something like that and then came to Hollywood and they went,
He went right
immediately.
To work and never stopped working.
They looked at him through the camera lens or whatever and went, oh yeah, that looks good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you've got it, you've got it. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me when I got into radio. I started with a guy. And, you know, he was like, let's go talk to the owner of the radio station. I'm like, I want to work in radio. And he's like, I've got the in. We're going to go over. And, within 2 weeks, he was gone. And you were hired. Because I would get up at 6 a.m. and on the weekends and do all the junk.
Well,
I don't think it was because I was, like, radiating talent or anything. It was, like, just radiating. I can get in there and get a job done.
Well, I've seen your thirst trap photos from.
You are handsome.
I'm sure the guy was like, well.
Let me get a piece of that.
Lady magnet. Oh.
Sure, maybe, he doesn't want some of that.
He wanted a piece of that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He thought, yeah, you get the good looking guy in here.
Not back then. Nah.
They do say that life is easier for good looking people.
Yeah. Maddie.
They say here that Brad did a little sex work during his college years. This is not true. I mean, it's not true. It's not sex work. He was part of a group called the Dancing Bears, B-A-R-E-S. I guess he talked about this in an interview in 2007. He said, when he was at University of Missouri, when a girl from one of our sister sororities turned 21, the Dancing Bears would put her in a chair and come out butt naked with pillowcases over our heads and do a choreographed dance for her.
Mm.
That had to be a thrill.
So he was a frat boy.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. Anyway, congratulations on your incredible career, Brad Pitt. Here's the latest on the R. Kelly thing. We talked about this a little bit late in the show yesterday. I have a little bit more about what R. Kelly is saying has happened in jail. He is currently, I think he's in North Carolina, serving a 31-year sentence. In the days leading up to, he overdosed. He was over-medicated. He alleges that they were trying to kill him. In the days leading up to the overdose, his lawyers are saying, per this filing from yesterday, that he was placed in solitary confinement against his will on June 10th. 3 days later, the filing says he woke up feeling faint and dizzy. He started to see black spots in his vision. Mr. Kelly tried to get up but fell to the ground. He crawled to the door of the cell and lost consciousness. Following that, he was transported to Duke University Hospital by ambulance and was hospitalized over the weekend. His lawyer also says that he was warned by one of the guards in the prison that these other guards who hate him had talked to some of the Aryan Nation prisoners to set up his murder. So this is from the lawyer. Explicit evidence has now emerged to show that the very officials charged with protecting incarcerated inmates solicited R. Kelly's murder. The murder plot is a result of alleged crimes. It's apparently these officials of this prison requested this. And I guess, you know, we'll give you a carton of cigarettes if you kill R. Kelly.
Oh, I would just so crush cigarettes nonstop if I could sit in jail and crush cigarettes. Wouldn't you?
I mean, what else would there be, really? It's that and, you know, my girlfriend's going to come and get me later. Yay. I'll just smoke, I guess, waiting for her. It's going to be fun. He was also warned to avoid the mess hall by this person who told him that the plot was in place due to the, quote, possibility of poison being mixed into your food in the chow hall.
Someone warned him?
Yes. Apparently, someone who was also in part of the Bureau of Prisons told him these other two guys have this plot. This is all alleged in a grand scheme to get him out of prison because that's what he's asking for. His lawyers say, oh boy, there's a lot. There's actually a lot of details in this. Like one of the Aryan Brotherhood guys is a terminally ill dude. I'm like, what is he even doing? What's he doing in prison still? And he was like, oh, I got nothing to lose, man. I'll kill him. Oh, are you still smoking?
I am.
Are you did you just put it out?
No, I actually,
I see.
Don't look at me. Let me do my
just
thing.
Please enjoy your cigarette. It's alleged that, never mind, I'm going to move on to the next story.
Oh.
Honestly, he's just trying to get out of prison and it's all BS.
Like, it's all BS.
I feel that it is. It feels like, okay. Because he's like, you got to let him out and let him be on home confinement. Like, that's
what most people want.
Right.
Let me stay home.
People can come to me, right? Because I had that arrangement before. Yeah, he's got to stay in prison. I mean, I even feel like even if they were after him, he's got to stay in prison. Which maybe they are. I don't know. A couple things just really quickly. First off, the Naked Gun, there's a new trailer. There was a really funny one from a couple months back. I put this one up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I think you have to scroll down a little bit to get to it. But Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson joining forces in the crime comedy reboot. The original film was from 1988.
You remember he was in some interview.
Liam?
Yeah. Just singing her praises. And this was long before this thing was anywhere near coming out. So It must have been when they were making the film. But it sounded very much like he was smitten.
Enamored.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very cute in this picture I'm looking at, the two of them talking to each other. You know, she's really very famously not wearing makeup now.
Mm-hmm.
Like she goes out to big gala things with just a bare face. She definitely has some makeup on in this picture. Like they've got movie makeup on her, but definitely not the sort of clowny Barbie stuff that she used to wear, which I actually really liked. I love Pam Anderson. Anyway, that is up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Just seeing if I can find a release date here. They always bury it, so you have to go through the whole thing. August 1st. So the new Naked Gun trailer is up now. And for the major summer blockbuster, they're saying it's going to be Jurassic World Rebirth. It's tracking to set off with about $125 million for its opening weekend. Sometimes they get that wrong, but that would be a good release amount for them, I guess.
How many Jurassic Park movies, once this is released, are there?
I think this is the sixth one. It's either the fifth or the sixth.
That is crazy.
I can see that the research department is busily looking into this.
I definitely haven't seen all
three,
of them.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 8 now.
This is the 8th one. Incredible.
Oh, no, this one's called Battle at Big Rock. I don't think that's Jurassic. It doesn't say Jurassic Park on it. It's listed under it, but Jurassic Park. World Dominion. Never heard of that one.
Oh, either. No, that's real. That's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is. It was weird to read that Scarlett Johansson said something like, I've been trying to get on this in one of these.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, you haven't.
She
liar.
Looks, she's playing someone who is able to get them to the island. She's got a very particular set of skills.
Oh, she's capable. Yeah, highly capable. Apparently. Okay. Mm.
She's a badass. Jurassic World Rebirth is opening on July 2nd so that they can get a nice long weekend run. But they are thinking that, they're saying here they're trying to manage expectations by saying it could be like $100 million, but it's tracking at up to $125 million. So there you go. There's that. Anything else? What's coming up?
What just happened?
I just looked at the clock.
Flavored water and more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Bankhead Theater Outdoor area will be jamming this summer as the Livermore Cultural Arts Council hosts Tuesday Tunes beginning June 3rd at 6:45 p.m. The blockbuster schedule includes musical groups playing rock and roll, jazz, classic rock, funk, rhythm, and blues, country, and more. Find out why the bank does it at FremontBank.com and visit lcac.org for concert details. Nice. Rock and roll, jazz, classic rock, funk, rhythm and blues, country, and more.
They had a lot going on there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Tuesday Tunes.
Mostly clear on my drive up, though. I was like looking at this beautiful sunrise over the East Bay, and then I hit overcast right here in San Francisco.
Yeah, it is pretty gray right now.
Socked in right now, but mostly clear and sunny elsewhere. And it can be as high as 90s in Napa. Everywhere else in the 80s and 70s, but warm.
It's a warm one.
And the longest day of the year is this Friday.
Ah.
It's here.
Do we know what time will the sun set in San Francisco on Friday?
We do not.
We're going to find out.
No, the answer is no.
But it's easy to get an answer because
9:03 p.m.
Oh, 9:03.
And then we start going back down.
Yep. Yes, we do.
All right, so Florida won the Stanley Cup last night.
Congrats to them.
So Canada goes home again without their trophy.
Ooh, sorry about it.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so flavored water.
Oh, yeah.
Was your tease.
People like the flavor. I don't know. I just like a glass of water.
Yeah.
I don't want any flavors in it. John will like slice ginger into his or squeeze lemon into it. I'm like, take some water.
A judge has tossed out a lawsuit against the Half Moon Bay Ritz-Carlton.
Oh.
By a couple that were served a bottle of water with semen in it.
It got tossed out?
I thought
they said it was one of the people
who worked there. They tested the person they they fingered. And it was not him. So is this a Wendy's
finger
in the chili situation? We don't know. But if you don't know the story, the Half Moon Bay Ritz-Carlton to begin with is beautiful.
Yes.
It's in a great spot.
Incredible.
It's right there on the coast. I pass it almost daily. But this judge on Monday threw out a couple's lawsuit claiming that the posh Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay was responsible for serving them water contaminated
by DNA.
Yes. The judge in Oakland U.S. District Court cited a remarkable lack of evidence that the Coastside Hotel bore responsibility for the stuff that was in the water.
Was there definitely stuff in the water? And did they test the dude in the room?
I don't know if they tested. They're not saying they tested the dude in the room, but they did test the employee they fingered and said it wasn't him.
Mm. Was it determined that there was definitely DNA in that water?
In fact, they say the sample voluntarily submitted by the accused worker proved that he is not the guy.
It wasn't me.
So, and they've used Jane and John Doe as the couple's names, so they've kept them.
Oh.
But this was water that was brought to their room. The wife woke up in the night, drank from the bottle, and knew that flavor.
Ugh.
Why you say that?
Yuck.
Oh.
The hotel apparently did confirm there was definitely stuff in the water.
In the water, but then they also, the employee that they said did it.
This is the guy who dropped the stuff off at the room.
He said, yeah, I'll give you some of that.
Right.
And it wasn't him. They were seeking, you know, a payout, I'm sure.
Yes,
and listen, if that really happened, that's
hideous.
Disgusting.
Right.
I mean, I'm joking a little bit here, but.
Well, it's funny.
I would be absolutely.
It's not funny.
I would be looking for at least
compensation.
Well, I was going to say at least a fist fight, but you know, I mean, come on, don't give me water with that. What?
Right.
I bet it was a previous guest.
Whoa.
And then they screwed the top back on, and then what they. Collect anything that you haven't drunk in the room to give to somebody else?
Maybe.
Or they just leave it there. If it looks like you didn't drink the water, why would they replace
it? Well, someone delivered them water, though. That's how the employee ended up getting fingered.
Oh. Because they do leave a glass. They'll leave a bottle or two. Sometimes there's like a complimentary bottle or two.
Anyway, the hotel requested the lawsuit be tossed, and the judge said, yeah, there's not enough evidence here.
Right.
That this happened on their property and was done to them.
Right.
So we'll see if they try to refile, but the flavored water lawsuit against the Ritz-Carlton.
I didn't know that was the flavor you were talking about.
Has
Nobody
been
wants
thrown
that flavor.
Up, out.
I mean, unless you know who flavored it, then maybe you do want it.
Do you?
No, I don't. Definitely not. But there are definitely people who are like, yes, that's my favorite flavor.
From that to this, while we're on the subject, and it's early enough. And in an intriguing new poll, 24% of Americans, let me help you with this story, 24% of woman Americans want a break from sex.
Weird. Only 24%.
52% of people have said that they've previously taken an extended break from doing it.
Oh, people do that. People take breaks. I took a break.
A break, one time.
Yeah, one time. And then I got with John. He was the next guy I was with.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just went, I'm cooling off. How long was your cool off?
About a year.
Oh.
Well, maybe a little more than a year, but not much longer than that.
I've definitely taken even longer than that breaks. But that wasn't so much about, I couldn't date. You know what I mean? Like you find yourself going, I can't be bothered.
Right. Well, you had a lot to work to do on yourself too, if it's the time.
Well, no, that's, I even younger, there were still times when I was like, either A, I don't have the money to try and make this happen, or B, I got it. I want to do this.
Mm.
And that always seems to have other ideas.
Mm.
You know what we should do?
I'm going to go to bed.
I got to work. Mm. We shouldn't do that. You should do that with some other guy.
Bye.
There's a new poll out on romance, and the claim is 24% again of women Americans want a break from sex. Mm. I mean, I just said I wanted one, but
But they're talking about like extended breaks from sex. Is that what
the top reasons include?
I just want this weekend off.
To learn, they're talking about extended breaks.
I see, okay.
To learn other forms of intimacy.
Oh.
To give the body and mind a chance to catch up.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, maybe you've been going crazy.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, maybe you're just like, I need to just back away from this. I was actually wondering if people, if sex is so readily available through these apps and hookup apps and stuff like that. Like if you starts to feel meaningless and you're like, listen, I'm gonna take a step back and just kind of figure out who I am and what I want, what I have to offer.
I have always, not to give you too, you know, TMI, but I have always defaulted to myself, if you know what I mean.
It's like, 1 o'clock.
There are guys out there though who are like, why would I do that when I can go be with someone? I understand that thought process. It is better.
Yes.
But it comes with other stuff, like, you know.
The life support system for that thing.
Things that you need to do. Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're willing to go do all the stuff or you're willing to be a jerk and not do the stuff. So you take what you, you know, stick and move, as they say, and leave people in your wake.
As they say. I've only ever heard that from you. Can you write down stick and move on Vinny's list of things he says?
Got it.
Thanks.
Oh, you've only ever heard stick and move from me.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Of course you have.
From Vinny just now. Right?
No.
Yeah, it's a Vinnyism.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, over half of people say they've taken extended breaks from adult relations, the average sabbatical being 6 months.
Oh.
And those people said the downtime made them appreciate it more.
Mm.
Almost half say taking a break is healthy for couples, too. It definitely makes you, you know, thirsty. No question about that.
Yeah, it's... I don't know about that one.
And I've always felt like, and this is just another one of my opinions, but, you know, you take a long break. Practice makes perfect, and no practice means, you know.
It's a quickie.
It's not going to be quite as enjoyable for everyone as we'd like it to be. But okay, you need a break. So be it.
Enjoy your time off. You know where I'll be at 1 o'clock.
I'll be hunched over my computer. Thanks a lot. How about a fast fact?
Yes, please. I love a fast fact.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God. He's like a theme on the show today.
Has a younger brother named Doug.
Doug Pitt.
Doug Pitt.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Is he good looking? Oh, that poor guy.
Who is a Goodwill ambassador for Tanzania.
Really?
And in 2011, Doug Pitt, Brad's brother, became the first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and descend by mountain bike.
Oh. How'd they get the mountain?
I thought the same thing. They must have flown the thing. I don't think you carry that on your back, do you?
How tall is Kilimanjaro? Because there's problems with getting things delivered or picked up from the top of J1.
Pushing a bike sucks, so there's no way you push the bike. Right. But even carrying it is too heavy. You're not carrying that, like, you know, strapping it to your back and how...
But Doug Pitt has some accomplishments. Just because he's not the biggest actor in the world doesn't mean he's not worth anything.
Doug Pitt, first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and descend by mountain bike.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
man.
Not as good looking as his brother.
Talk about bombing.
At all.
Yeah, I want to. Let's have a look at that. It looks like it's going to pop up any moment. I want to see Doug Pitt. And you said he's younger, yeah?
Younger brother named Doug Pitt.
Looks like it Mount Kilimanjaro, 16,000 feet.
Yeah, they must have flown it up there. He's not ugly.
No, he's not as great looking.
He's not as good.
You're right.
There are some good pictures of him, but not that many.
Yikes.
Like Brad Pitt, there are no bad pictures of him. Boy, he does that thing where he sits on a rock with his, you know, doing the man spread and the hands folded.
Where? I don't see it. Oh, well.
It's like, that's a glamour shot right there.
That's a move,
that's
is it?
Yeah, that's like a businessman pick.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have
that's
a
not
picture.
A senior
I
picture.
I don't have a picture of me on a rock.
You're not a businessman.
Oh, good point.
That's true. That's, yeah. It's a good one.
When Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called froffles.
Froffles?
Frozen waffles. Froffles.
Oh froffles.
People started
isn't bad.
No, I like that.
Lego my Eggo.
People started calling them Eggos because they tasted eggy. Oh. And within 2 years, that was their name.
Oh.
The company just went, we can't fight the...
I can't believe people made up their own name for it.
Oh,
Froffles is hard to say.
The reason the Violent Femmes initially broke up was Wendy's used their song Blister in the Sun in an ad in 07, and members of the group got into a huge fight about it.
Oh.
One wound up suing another one, and they disbanded 2 years later.
Wow, took some time, but...
And then they went, you know what's really cool? Making money off those songs, that one hit record we wrote.
Yeah.
And going and playing shows. We should just sort this out and go do some shows.
My favorite thing about the one time I saw them was that they opened with that song and closed with that song.
They have other hits, though.
They do, but not that many.
My mother, I'd love to love you, lover. Come on, you know it, right?
He's singing?
Yeah.
Oh, he was with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, is that the one, though?
There's one other one, too.
There's a bunch.
Are there?
I remember being at Keggers in college.
Add it up. What else?
Add it up. Whatever that one was. I want to love you, lover. And Blister in the Sun.
Yeah. I only know the Mo Mama.
They opened and closed with Blister in the Sun, which was awesome. And they did like this really long version of it at the end because that's, you know, that's what they got. That's the one.
I saw them with Joan Baez and Bela Fleck once.
What?
Yeah.
You saw Bela Fleck?
Yeah. Yeah, and the opening acts were the Violent Femmes and Joan Baez.
Wow, what a weird
lineup. It was a weird
lineup.
Jazz fest in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
He's a banjo guy.
I don't even know what he does. I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's a banjo guy.
Jazz banjo.
Yeah.
Here's an oxymoron
it's
for you.
It's crazy. That's surprising.
It doesn't sound awesome, but it is awesome. He's very good.
Well, he's known. That's definitely a name I've heard.
Yeah.
Zebras.
Oh.
They don't have black and white stripes like you think. They're black, covered in white stripes.
What's the difference?
What?
Like, isn't that, aren't they just black and white stripes? I don't understand what
they're... Well, you just heard what I said. Okay. They're black guys covered in white stripes.
It's a fast fact.
Yeah.
I'm not really questioning it.
Yeah,
same.
I actually don't think that's right.
What are you talking
because
about?
I'm looking at a zebra, and they're definitely white with black stripes, if anything.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
Bob.
With you. I'm with Bob.
Look at their legs. They're basically white.
You don't
Bobby.
Doubt the
She's
fast facts.
She's not found. Look at that. See, this is why I question the fast facts. Even like their belly is whiter, and then the stripes come over the back and taper down to a point.
You guys aren't respecting the fast fact. It's a fact, and it's fast.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I've had a 19-year break.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't like the one-night fling thing and haven't... Oh, fudge, it moved.
Oh, fudge.
My brother one time told me about this thing called panda points. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Basically, pandas are not interested in doing it anymore. And in captivity, they
it's really hard to get them to breed.
Have to
right?
make them breed. And so if you go a long time without having sex, like if you go a whole month, you get a panda point.
Oh, So if you went 19 years, it's like 19 times 12.
19 times 12.
Panda points.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot
of
points.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. I've had a 19-year break. I don't like the one-night fling thing, and I haven't met anyone to date in all that time.
Wow. Maybe they're really busy.
Do you stay in the house? And there's people.
Well, some people, though, their standards are higher. They're looking for something so specific that it's like a unicorn.
Currently taking a step back from sex, says 925. I was a major hoe having fun, and I was in my sex era. Mm. 48 years old, baby.
Mm, nice.
I kept two men on my roster until earlier this year. It's gotten to be unfulfilling, and I'm looking for real love and intimacy.
Aww.
But don't get me wrong. I can't wait to have sex again with the right person. How's that? My sex era.
We all have it. Well, some of us do. What did she call it? I was hoeing around. What did she say? That was, I like that.
Mm.
I hoed around for a while.
Where did it go?
I was so young.
I was a major hoe having
major
fun,
hoe.
And I was in my sex era.
Major hoe. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm on a break from sex. It's been almost 2 years. I took a break after the guy I was hanging out with, no strings attached, insulted my body. That's awful.
What a jerk.
I don't know why
don't
someone
would
say
why would a guy do that?
That she's doing you and you've got nothing good to say.
Right. And also, why are you at a hole?
Add a case of water to Vinny's hotel bedding to pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting pretty heavy.
Like you're going to start bringing a cart. Basic.
I know.
You're going to drag a cart behind you.
One of those trunks, like those steamer trunks.
Going to turn into an RV guy at this rate.
And you have to buy it, too. You can't rent that thing. You know what's happening in the rentals.
Oh, my God, Vinny. Who does that in a bottle? And the wife admitting the taste. Priceless. Well, I mean, if you know what that tastes like, then you know
what
it tastes like.
And you know what's in this bottle, and you're like, we're at this high-end hotel, and that guy delivered the stuff. And we didn't tip him.
415 says, Gina Davis has a cute story. This is back to the Brad Pitt celebrity trash.
Louise,
celebrity.
Yeah.
Gina Davis has a cute story about sitting next to George Clooney on a plane shortly after the movie came out and not recognizing him, even though he had auditioned for Brad Pitt's part.
Oh.
And didn't get it.
Funny.
Because Brad Pitt did.
I didn't know about George Clooney as an actor. I think he was on A Different World, like the spinoff from The Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then ER was his big break, right? So that was...
He also was on Roseanne.
90s. Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. He played her boss, I think.
Oh.
And he also, by the way, has a famous, like, relative. What's her name?
Rosemary Clooney.
Like, he has fame in the family.
She's like an aunt or something?
I don't know, but, I mean, he was definitely someone who had a...
Right. He had
foot
an
in the door.
People were like, oh, he's Rosemary Clooney's nephew. Yes. Like, we've got to see him.
Listen, I want to make this very clear to the texters because we've got a few of these about Maddie being the Brad Pitt of radio.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We have.
Maddie is the Brad Pitt.
We have a live show coming up.
Yep.
You can. He's single.
Mm-hmm.
He's Ronery.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smoking hot.
Yeah. Building up those panda points.
So if you want some of that.
Oh, my God. How many panda points do you have right now? Tell the truth for once.
None. He's getting. Are you kidding?
I've got
zero?
No.
Oh, my God. He's a major hoe.
Are you in your hoe era?
I'm not in my hoe era. I have a few friends.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Look, contacts.
But
some things happen once in a while.
If you're
good.
Interested, we are going to be out
serious.
A couple weekends from now. Not this weekend, but next, right?
We're doing Drag Me to Brunch.
You can come.
By the way, there are tickets still available for that.
Right. You can come. That's what I'm saying.
Please
He's going to be there.
Yep.
All thirst well, trap.
Will you be shirtless?
No, we don't do that.
Oh.
I would.
Will you wear just
too
a
many,
vest?
Too many,
just like a three-piece suit vest?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would look
you. Oh,
good.
You will do that.
No.
Great. Okay, we're down. Well, we're all going to wear like costumey stuff, right?
I'm going to wear something bright. Bright and fancy.
Oh, bright
pink
and fancy.
And lovely.
I haven't thought at all
Cut
about
out
that
the nipples.
Yet, but
that's what I'll do.
Yeah, if you guys could both wear t-shirts with nipple holes cut out, that'd be... I'd be so happy. Oh, a girl can dream.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
A great new baby name, plus Orlando and Katie.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.